You know, when people hear the word bankruptcy, they think they think liquidation, going out of business, disappearance. What's the case with bankruptcy under federal law?
When a Chapter 11 case, which is what this would be, is filed, it's not about liquidation. It's about restructuring the affairs, giving creditors of the estate an opportunity to come together, work with the debtor, work under the supervision of the court to start over, to get a breathing spell, allow everyone to come together and figure out who is entitled to what and where the assets that might be available to compensate the creditors will come from.
So the media is reporting that the Buffalo Diocese has now been named as a defendant in 221 sex abuse cases filed under the Child Victims Act. How would a Chapter 11 bankruptcy affect the prosecution of those cases?
So for the cases that have already been filed, they would be stayed upon the filing of a Chapter 11.
What does it mean to stay them?
To stay them, they would be suspended in the court where they are proceeding. New cases would not be filed. Instead, all of those cases would be consolidated, brought together for resolution in the bankruptcy court.
Okay, and the bankruptcy court is a federal court.
That's right.
And a case would be supervised by a federal bankruptcy judge.
A federal bankruptcy judge. So in Rochester, we have the bankruptcy judge in Rochester supervising those cases. We are fortunate in Western New York to have some really outstanding bankruptcy judges.
A lot of people want to know, does the diocese actually have to be insolvent? I mean, does its liabilities have to exceed its assets in order to even get into bankruptcy? Does there have to be a determination of that up front?
No. It under the former Bankruptcy Act, that was the case. Insolvency had to be proven. Since 1978, the Act of 1978 was passed, all you need to have is some form of financial distress. We're having that one form to consolidate everything will help expedite the resolution of that distress.
Now you've referred to the automatic stay of the litigation. Now, let's say you've got lawsuits that name the diocese. They may name an individual parish. They may name an individual priest as defendants. Who gets the benefit of the automatic stay in those cases?
Only the entity that files gets the benefit of the stay. That it applies only to the debtor in the case. Any related entities to get the benefit of the stay would have to file themselves, or there would need to be some other order that would be entered to temporarily stay actions where they might affect the bankruptcy.
And if the diocese files, let's say day one it goes in and files a bankruptcy petition, what happens? What's the sequence of events from there?
Okay, so after the stay is entered, the stay isn't entered really to benefit the debtor. It's entered to benefit everyone in the case, to give everyone an opportunity to come together at once. The concern in many cases, particularly in mass tort cases, that you'll have what we refer to as a race to the courthouse. And you will have a lot of different filings in different venues, and it can be very difficult to manage all of those cases, and it can be, especially when you have a community that's trying to heal, if you have multiple cases going in multiple forums with many different people doing different things all at once. If you consolidate them in one forum, that allows you to bring it all together, and then what you're trying to do in that case is really decide two big things with respect to the claims themselves. First of all, how big is the pie that will be available to compensate them? And then second, how do we determine who gets what out of that pie? And in deciding those questions, you will have representatives for different interests who will be empowered to speak for those groups in the bankruptcy case itself. So there will be negotiations, there could be litigation where those negotiations aren't fruitful. But all together, you're trying to work toward the common end of sorting out how are we going to address the financial aspect of this issue.